Welcome to Mastering Midlife with Heidi. I'm Heidi, certified hypnotist and mindset coach, and in this podcast, I'm breaking down my secret code for midlife success. Are you trying to overcome people-pleasing behaviors, navigating divorce, living in debilitating self-doubt, or something else keeping you stuck? You're in the right place. I know that you're ready to get to the next level of your life feeling happy and fulfilled, so let's get started. Hey there, welcome to another episode of Mastering Midlife with Heidi. Thank you for being here. Thank you for listening. Help me reach more people by sharing this episode and the podcast with a couple of friends who you know would get something out of it. And of course, I'd love your Apple ratings and reviews. Getting these episodes out to more people is the way we change the world, by changing our own world and helping others do the same. Your reviews really do matter. Here's a review from listener TK. They wrote, "Heidi is a coach that isn't just talking at you. She has lived her own transformation. She's the real deal and genuine about her desire to help you improve your life and helps to reinforce this with the tools in her tool chest. Her certification in hypnosis gives you the opportunity to and confidence to make a transformation that sticks if you choose to incorporate it into your sessions. You won't regret having her in your corner, so I encourage you to take the leap with Heidi." Ah, thank you so much, TK, for your words and taking the time to write a review. I really appreciate it. And now, on with the show. Do you worry about what other people think? Are you afraid you won't fit in or you'll be rejected? Would you like to not care so much about being judged? That's what we're talking about in today's episode. I'm talking about the biological reason why we care what other people think. Yes, there really is a reason we do it. And I'll share with you what one of my clients recently discovered about her fear of what other people think, how it was holding her back in her life. We'll talk about how it hurts us, steals our inner peace, and keeps us stuck. I'll also give you practical tools and a cool exercise that will give you a new perspective on how you can perceive judgment in a different way. We'll always care to some extent about what others think about us. It's built into our DNA, but we don't have to let it morph us into someone we don't even know and keep us stuck doing things we don't want to do and living in ways we don't really like. That's what today's episode is about. Ready? Let's dive in. It's important to address how much we worry about what other people think because worrying about whether you're being judged is stressful. It decreases your confidence. It causes you to doubt yourself. It can cause you to criticize yourself and put yourself down when you believe what you think they're thinking about you is true. It can also cause you to not do or say something or to change your behavior in an attempt to calm the fear you have or to avoid feeling guilty. What causes us to worry so much about what other people think? Bottom line is it's based on a fear of not fitting in and of possibly being rejected. I lived most of my life this way, and sometimes I still struggle with it. It's because it goes back to long, long ago when we relied on being part of a system for our survival. Hundreds of years ago, especially for women, our survival depended on the connections and acceptance we had with other people, on our tribe. If we didn't fit in, we might be abandoned and left to survive on our own. Fitting in created safety for us and our brains. Even though we don't have these same survival needs today, it's inherent in us to survive. We're social creatures, so wanting others' input is natural, but the fear of negative input is still strong in us because it doesn't feel safe. This fear causes our nervous system to go into fight or flight mode, as if we're in real danger. As I've talked about in past episodes, one of our brain's main jobs is to keep us safe, so when we worry about what other people think, our brain thinks we're not safe and it goes into protection mode. It floods our bodies with hormones like cortisol, which is a hormone that causes us to store fat. So if we're imagining often that someone's thinking something negative about us, we're pumping out a lot of cortisol, unnecessary cortisol. But here's the thing, we're simply imagining it, and our brain doesn't know the difference. It doesn't know real from imagined. So we're putting ourselves in these unnecessary states of panic and stress by worrying about what others are thinking. It's crazy, right? I know you don't want to be doing this, that you're not doing it on purpose. And I do know it's hard to stop because most likely you don't know how to stop thinking about what someone else is thinking, especially since to your brain, it feels like a matter of survival. Again, the subconscious mind wants to keep you safe. And what it knows as safe is familiar, predictable, the known. And we've worried about what people think for so long that those fears have become habitual. They've become a pattern. After a short 60-second break, I'll share the story of my client's breakthrough about what was causing her to worry so much about what other people think. Do you feel like you've lived your whole life for others and now you don't know the real you? Does it seem like your wants and needs don't matter, like you're not important? If you're saying yes, I hear you, I see you, and I've created something just for you. It's called Me First, and it's a community where you'll learn to prioritize your needs and desires, gain confidence and a strong sense of who you are, say no without guilt, and create a life that feels good in your heart without concern of judgment from others. As a member of the Me First community, you'll be among like-minded women all on a journey of self-discovery, and you'll find understanding, friendship, and unwavering support. You'll have guidance through expert-led discussions, guest speakers, and personal coaching. Plus, you'll build a toolkit of resources to help you conquer people-pleasing, critical self-talk, shame, resentment, and more, so that you have the freedom to prioritize yourself and live life by your parameters. Join the Me First community at a 20% discount by using coupon code PODCAST20 at checkout. The program link is in the episode description. It's time to prioritize yourself and truly believe that you are important too. Now back to the episode. Welcome back. I want to share with you a conversation I recently had with a client in our one-on-one session. She discovered how much worrying about what other people think of her is affecting her daily life in multiple ways. My client, I'll call her Liz, her pattern, what was conditioned into her when she was young, was to put everyone else first, always. It didn't matter how they treated her. She was taught that they were right and to not question it. It's now a well-ingrained habit to always consider the other person before herself, even strangers. It's like putting on her seatbelt when she gets in the car. It's automatic. She doesn't even think about it. This conditioning causes her to try to be perfect so that she'll be liked and accepted. Her doing something that she thinks other people will think is wrong or bad causes her to react, to do something she thinks they'll like. A common people-pleasing behavior is to wait for permission from somebody else that whatever we want to do is okay, that what I think is okay, that where I decide to eat is okay, that how I spend my time is okay. In our most recent session, my client brought up how she felt like she had to keep busy when a service guy was in her house doing repair projects. She said, "I have to be busy doing something the whole time, or what's he going to think of me? I can't read because he's going to wonder what I'm doing, that I should be working." She's setting this standard of having to meet this certain criteria in order to be liked, to fit in, to be perfect. And this criteria is something that she's making up in her head. Her mind is telling her that this is what's required. She reacts frequently based on what she thinks someone else is going to think. Her mind told her she would be considered lazy if she sat on the couch reading, that that's what the repair guy would think. Logically, she knows that's not lazy, but in order to fit in and be accepted, her mind is telling her that that's not acceptable by other people. A reminder that this isn't her fault. It's her programming. It's what she learned that would keep her safe when she was young to fit in, to be liked. The thing is, 99% of the time, we're not verifying with the other person what they think, right? We're just acting according to what we think they think. She's spending a lot of time trying to reach this standard of perfection in order to be accepted. This is what we do with happiness and joy and contentment and anything else that we want to feel. We don't ever reach them because there's always something else beyond it that's just out of our grasp. There's always something wrong or lacking or some mystery marker that we don't know how to meet. This is all linked to relying and looking outside of ourselves for validation and approval that what I'm thinking or what I want to do is okay, that the choices and decisions I'm making are the right ones or valid. We seek outside of ourselves because we're taught that they know better. So my client kept busy doing things that she thought were acceptable by the strangers working in her house, and she didn't relax and read a book like she wanted. In the session, I asked her, "What makes you care what they think?" She tried to logically think of an answer, and I told her to close her eyes and feel the answer, and she immediately responded, "I feel like I'm always being judged. I don't like being judged." I asked her what it means about her to be judged. "I'm not perfect," was her response. Then I asked her how she knew they were judging her, and she said that there was no way she could know that. And here's the kicker. I asked her, "So who is it that's really judging you?" And she replied, "Me." She doesn't like being judged by others, and yet she's judging herself most of all. And here's the second kicker, the bigger kicker. I asked her how it feels to be judged, whether by herself or others. She said it feels horrible. She feels horrible because it means she's lacking. It indicates that something's wrong with her. That's what she said. So she thinks something needs to be fixed in her. She's telling herself something's wrong with her and something needs to be fixed. When I asked her what was wrong with her, she gave me a list. And when we dove down into the list, each one of them were things she thought or knew other people thought should be different about her. Because of my client's past conditioning of always being worried about other people, she now believes things about her are wrong and need fixed. And this is all to meet some arbitrary goal for other people. This is to fit in and be accepted. This is not an isolated case. I talk to people often who are worried about what other people think of them and do what they can to meet those unspoken expectations in order to feel okay about themselves. But it's a battle we'll never win. So how do we stop caring about what other people think? First, realize no one is thinking about you even close to the amount you think they are. They're thinking about their own stuff, not thinking about my stuff. We think that the whole world is zoned in on us, and it's just not true. Researchers found that the most well-adjusted and emotionally stable people have the least amount of insight into what other people think of them. This is most likely because they don't care. They don't worry about it. Another thing you can do is develop internal trust. No one knows me better than me. Build your own internal source of truth and knowing that's within you. It's not outside of you. This means learning to trust your own intuition that what you need and want and desire and what to do with your time is all up to you. That no one else gets to say it's wrong or bad for you choosing what you want to do. Boundaries come from this trust in self. In order to do this, you have to know what's important to you. Do a values exercise and figure out what are the top 5 values in your life right now. This is for you, not anyone else. Your friend or partner or boss do not need to have the same values as you. Start asking yourself, what do I want? How do I want to spend my time? What's important to me? Ask and then wait for the answers. Don't think your way into it. We love to logic our way. Instead, close your eyes and listen for the answer. It may not be the answer you anticipate, but trust this answer. Another thing you can do is when you recognize you're worrying about what other people might think, put your hand on your heart and tell yourself, "I'm safe." It might sound hokey, but it works. This simple gesture signals to your brain and body that you really are safe, and it instantly calms the nervous system, shutting down the hormone flush in the body. Another thing you can do is to realize that many fears come from shoulds, us shoulding on ourselves. We're telling ourselves we did something wrong when we should on ourselves. "I should be better at that" means I'm doing it wrong, that I'm wrong. And here's an exercise that's helpful in reframing these shoulds. This will give you some power to see you can change things in your life, anything you want. So the exercise is, write down 5 things you should do, things you hear yourself saying to yourself often, like, "I should lose weight, I should eat better, I should be nicer, I should be more generous, I should make more money, I should work out more, I should be more patient, I should know how to do that." Go ahead, stop the episode, and I'll wait. 5 things you tell yourself you should do. Okay, you ready? Now, take that same list of 5 and change the word "should" to "could" in every one. "I could lose weight. I could eat better. I could be nicer. I could be more generous. I could learn how to do that." The word "could" gives us choice, and it also doesn't make us wrong. And doesn't it reframe it? Doesn't it feel more gentle? So now ask yourself, what's keeping me from doing that thing? What's keeping me from losing weight, from eating better, from working out more, from being nicer, more generous, more patient? When you answer that, you'll have a much better place to start letting go of the shoulds and the resistance and empower yourself to make the change. So what has this episode brought up for you? How much do you care what other people think? How is it keeping you from doing what you would love to do? What if you were able to stop caring so much what other people think? How would that change your life? What are you going to do today or tomorrow, next week to apply this? Start now. I'd love to hear from you. What questions came up for you while listening to this episode? And if you're feeling stuck in this area, not able to get over caring what other people think, reach out to me. That's what I do. I help people learn how to stop caring so much about what other people think and start putting themselves first. That's all I have for you today. If you procrastinate, stay tuned for the next episode where I'll be talking about how procrastination is not about laziness or, as I was once told, a lack of priorities, but something altogether different and can also be caused by worrying about what other people think. In that episode, I'll share a story of a different client who figured out the surprising source of her procrastination and what it was costing her. Again, that's what I have for you today. I'll close with this quote by Louise Hay. She said, "Remember, you've been criticizing yourself for years and it hasn't worked. Try approving of yourself instead and see what happens." Talk to you soon. Thank you for spending time with me today. To continue on your journey of mastering midlife, click the link in the description to download my free guide, 20 Ways to Say No Without Feeling Guilty. See you in the next episode.